afternoon, and welcome to Louisiana Focus, a production of the Communication Department at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Jean Robichaud.
And I'm Adrian Miner. In today's program, find out what local police are doing to crack down on intoxicated drivers.
And we'll also hear how Louisiana residents are learning from their past mistakes.
Finally, classrooms in Acadiana are missing some teachers, and you may be surprised to find out who's taking their place. These stories and more up next on Louisiana Focus. Drinking and driving is an issue that becomes too real when it takes your life. Quentin Jones has a story of one mother who almost lost a daughter to a drunk driver.
The figures for highway fatalities due to drunk driving last year in the United States exceeded 9,870 lives. But for one Louisiana mother, there is only one statistic that counts, and that is the one daughter she almost lost to a drunk driver on one Saturday in September of 2011. That was when Michelle, age 20, hardly knew what hit her.
She was critically injured in the front of a club, nightclub, standing in line to go in and pay, and a drunk driver ran through the crowd and hit five people. She was pinned up against the building.
Despite the unfortunate accident, Miss Helen's daughter happened to be one of the lucky few that survived.
Very well, thank God. She's healing. It is a slow process. Everything is coming along fine.
For drivers under 21, the Louisiana law prohibits more than a level of 0.02% alcohol to be in the system. Sergeant Billy Abrams of the Lafayette Police Department says the consequences include expensive fines, loss of license, and or jail time.
It's based upon the number of offense of drinking and driving. The first offense carries a sentence up to 6 months in jail. The second offense carries a mandatory 48 hours incarceration, and then you can get up to 6 months for the second offense. It's the third offense or more, it's a felony.
If a drunk driver hits an innocent bystander, the law allows for stiffer penalties depending on how bad the injury is.
That can vary. You know, it's not seriously injured. If the bystander is seriously injured, if the bystander is killed, then you're looking at an additional charge of vehicular manslaughter or vehicular homicide.
Miss Ellen's daughter was critically injured.
She stayed in the hospital 4 months in critical condition, internal injuries, and she had multiple injuries.
Police departments around the state are now fighting the problem by teaching officers how to spot drunk drivers and make a good arrest.
So other than the checkpoints, a lot of things that agencies do is try to better train officers to better observe and to make a determination whether someone could be intoxicated while they're driving.
The more drunk drivers who are taken off Louisiana highways by police, the fewer daughters like Miss Helen's will have to be carted off in an ambulance. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Quentin Jones.
In South Louisiana, hurricane season is just as important as football season. But this year, the only one to really kick off has been football. Adrian Miner reports on how to prepare for a not-so-busy hurricane season.
During a normal hurricane season in South Louisiana, there's a chance of multiple thunderstorms and flash floods. But hurricane season this year has been relatively quiet and, in a way, just an extension to the nice summer weather. With a prediction of being a very busy season having such a slow start, it has produced a lull in some of the activities of the disaster teams of the Red Cross. Lafayette's Red Cross disaster program specialist David Smith had this to say.
In June, when it started, when hurricane season started, we had a meeting every other day. And that has dwindled off a little bit, but we have them now weekly.
Smith says the slow season does not affect the preparation of the Red Cross. They are always ready.
We're still ready to go. It is the end of hurricane season. We still have a couple months left, but we try to remain prepared, right up until the very end.
Lafayette resident Corinne Johnson remembers her encounters with hurricane season and how her family's preparations have changed after their experiences.
A few years back when Katrina hit, I was in Opelousas, so I didn't get a lot of damage, but my grandfather and my father were in New Orleans during the hurricane and their houses were completely destroyed.
Their way to prepare for the next season, Johnson says, was simple. Just move away from danger.
They moved out of the city, out of the bowl, to higher ground in Covington.
Even though hurricane season might have had a slow start, it doesn't always mean it will end that way. Nonetheless, whichever way it ends, it's good to know that there's help waiting in the wings.
Red Cross is ready. knock on wood, in case that big one does hit again.
For Louisiana Focus, this is Adrian Miner. Louisiana schools are challenged with finding replacements for absent teachers. Who steps up to teach these classes is the subject of some controversy. Jean Robichaud has the story.
Louisiana school systems, according to National Education Association, experienced a critical shortage of certified teachers. In terms of finding qualified substitute teachers, the problem is worse, and a familiar one for some St. Landry Parish administrators. The principal from Kington Elementary always looks for certified public teachers before having to take the next step.
We try to contact parents, and we do have some parents that come in and they do volunteer for the school, and they will sit in and help us out where needed.
A Kington Elementary teacher says relying on parent volunteers has both its pros and cons. Many parents want to step up and help, so volunteering does increase the school's parent involvement. However, the downside is the parent's short notice availability.
And when we wake up in the morning and you don't feel good or you're sick, it's hard to call a parent while they're getting their children ready for school to drop everything and go to school and take your place.
According to Principal Scott Limoges, they will rely on each other as an alternative.
And if that doesn't work, if we can't find any parents to come and help us out, then we divvy up duties amongst the staff all the way from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Kington Elementary teacher says even Principal Limoges has had to take over PE class before because the PE coach had a family emergency.
So our principal stepped up and coached PE, and the kids loved it because they got to play kickball with the principal.
Louisiana state education officials do not believe there's a certified teacher shortage and point to figures that show applications for new teaching positions are up in some areas. However, in St. Landry Parish, the lack of qualified teachers is a real challenge. Statistically, what matters most to principals and teachers is one teacher for each class. Sometimes that's an uncertified parent, or even a school's principal who leaves his administrative office to become a substitute teacher when no one else is available. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Jean Robichaud. Louisiana Focus is a production of the Communication Department and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It is produced in association with KRVS-FM.
Today's producer is Terry Dorsey. The director is Quentin Jones. And the faculty advisor is Professor William R. Davey. I'm Adrian Miner.
And I'm Jean Robichaud. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.